Less than 100 metres from Carrickfergus Castle is Dobbin's Inn. The two are apparently linked by a secret passage. The inn has been there for over 800 years, and the Follis family have been the custodians for merely the last 37. As owner and proprietor, Derek tells us more about their history.
The building itself is from about 1200. De Lacy had just finished the castle over the road, and he gave this land to one of his lieutenants, Dobbin, Reginald Dobbin. He built the castle, and it's been there since that time. It became a hotel in the 1940s, but it had been an inn before that. It's mentioned in Muskimmon's history that it was an inn in the 1600s. The ghost thing, Hugh Dobbin was away at the Tyrone Rebellion, and his wife had an affair with one of the soldiers, the regiment of foot who were stationed in the castle barracks then, as it was. Hugh came home, found the two in, should we say, a compromising position. Allegedly, this has happened in the tunnel between the castle and the hotel, but whatever, the outcome was that his wife he killed the soldier. He roams the battlements of the castle now as Buttoncap, and his wife is seen around the hotel. It seems to be that it must have happened in or around the area of room 21, because that's where this lady is seen, this is where the lady's presence has been made aware to residents over the years. But there's other hot spots in what is now the hotel, the old castle. Dobbin built a trip step in the west staircase and the other staircase close by. And I didn't know what a trip step was, but obviously it's a hot spot because if you know that you're walking up or down a set of steps, they are a standard height, and your brain tells you, I walk up or down. But they incorporated in this, that was a trip step. It was out by about an inch. And if you were defending yourself, you knew what the trip step was, but the guy who was chasing you in the sword fight didn't know. And of course, he tripped and you stabbed him. The other hot spot is what's called the Priest Hole. Now, the Priest Hole is something that was built, I think, around about 1600s, before the Catholic Emancipation Act. It was illegal to have a mass. And if you were found having a mass, the soldiers would have killed the priest. So the poor old priest would either ran out through the priest hole or hid in the priest hole or whatever it was. But so that's probably true to say that there was a few deaths because of that. So that might be why that's a hotspot.
Have you or your family ever seen anything?
There's been things. Incidents in the restaurant where plates have been launched into the air. I don't mean fallen off a shelf. They couldn't have physically got to the place they've been smashed by just falling. They've been airborne and landed some distance away from where they were. There's been incidents over the years with different people who have stayed in different rooms, not alone room 21. People have said that they've seen someone walking through a wall, or they know there's been some presence in the room and they felt it and everything. Actually, not that long ago, when we had a paranormal investigation here, took over the hotel, all the rooms, for 3 days. Then he come to me and said, oh, we spoke to somebody last night. You know, do you realise there was somebody killed here in 1845 and he's now there? But I was awoken one morning at about 3 o'clock, and it was the paranormal, the ghost hunter or whatever he called himself. And he said, we need you down here. And I said, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. He says, right, we'll send the car. So they sent the car up. Ghostbusters, you know, this thing with all this. Came down to the hotel. We've discovered a guy called Cuthbert, a ghost called Cuthbert, and he has an Irish wolfhound. I said, so what is the noise? What is this? And the place was shaking with the noise. We were sort of chasing him, and we got to this area, and he said, this portal suddenly came. Cuthbert and his wolfhound tried to get into this portal that had suddenly opened, but the thing closed, and the poor old dog was trapped, and its tail came off. You've got to do something. And I said, well, there's nothing I can do. There's not a thing anybody can do. I said, you know, time is on both sides of this curtain of yours. Time's going on, and that's what it is. What on earth do you mean? And I said, well, here we are at, what is it, 4:30 in the morning? I said, and you know, here, because of the licensing laws, you're not allowed to retail spirits until 11:30 in the morning.